Good Friday. It's almost like an Easter Sunday, isn't it? Good Friday. It's another weekend. I told you it was going to be here quicker than a wink of an eye. Time change just makes it go by that much quicker. I don't feel like there's enough time in the day. I've got every single clock in the house still set back on the last time zone change. Last time change, I'm refusing to move it forward. I'm going to be like the farmers, but I'm going to extend myself an extra hour. Cracking down on the garage, getting things done. Dealing with other issues. Trying to put some lids on stuff, you know? Yeah, no deal. You know, we're going to talk about life. You know, everybody says they like to, when I just hit a topic everybody can relate to. You know, isn't that what free yourself, my journey, going through trials and tribulations? What's that mean? It means going through trials and tribulations. So I said before, we learn from the difficult times in life, not from going on a roller coaster ride, eating your favorite ice cream, going around the world in your favorite places. That's not going to teach you anything. It's going to teach you where to maybe not go if you don't like where you're at on your vacation. But it's not going to teach you anything in life. I'm telling you that right, we're going to talk about change. We're going to talk about change, and that starts with you. You, and hey, you in the background. You that never, ever believes you're part of this lineup right here. That includes you. It's called life. It's called people. It's called everybody. Let's talk about change. Let's talk about changing for the better. Let's talk about romper room. Not being in a romper room as an adult, because that's a place you were at when you were a child. And if you looked in the mirror this morning, afternoon, maybe you're looking at it right now at home or in the car. Look at yourself. You're not 18 anymore. You're an adult. I'm going to give you some sound advice to make your life go a lot smoother for everybody. Act like an adult. Unless you are Pammy, Timmy, Baby, BB, and you are made with fabric material, stuffing, and you have a wooden arm extended into your original arm, and you are dancing to Kiss songs and karaoke in a microphone, okay? You are not allowed to be in a romper room with Pammy, Timmy, or Baby, BB, because you are human and you're an adult. So I have a question. I have a good question. Why aren't you acting like it? Why are you not acting like an adult? Wait a minute. Because we're going back to that word, emotions. Life. That's the thing with life. There's a guarantee in life is you are born and we all die. That's a guarantee we all share. We live and we die. That's life. But shouldn't you straighten your differences, straighten yourself out, work on your emotional side? You know, shouldn't you be working on yourself for the better? You know, I got in a conversation on the phone yesterday. And today with some parties, people. And although we may have differences and differences, you know when you are an adult and you're talking to another adult on the phone, because you're not playing on the ground with styrofoam balls and plastic toys in romper room, you're actually acting like an adult and you're adulting. Respecting people, even if you have differences and differences, respecting people, most importantly, respecting yourself means as you handle yourself as an adult. And if you still need help with that, there's plenty of ways to do it. There's the library, there's the bookstore, there's medical professionals, there's clergy, there's friends, There's support groups. There's a way to figure yourself out. Straighten yourself out for the better. Improve yourself and you improve everything with your entire life. Trust me by saying it works. It really works. I have changed a lot over this year. I reflect every day. I don't jump to conclusions about things. I go by fact. If I have an issue or a questionable issue or subject or topic going on, instead of emotionally jumping, in which we all do the assumption game, which assumption game makes you turn into a JA, which is not a jackknife. And we all have become a JA at some point in our life. Just try not to do it so much while you're an adult. Because remember, you're not playing with toys and romper room. You're an adult. And if you can't act like an adult, then you have to figure out why you're not acting like an adult. I promise you, 99.9% of the time, when people don't act like adults, is because they're working off the emotions. And when you work off your emotions, 99.9% of the time, it's because you're hurt. Period. I'm a straight shooter. I'm a genuine person. You know? If I got an issue going on in my life, I got an issue. I'm an adult. I don't want to spend valuable time, which is my time in my life, for the rest of my life, on whatever the issue or topic may be, whether it's financially, whether it's friendships, whether it's whatever it is. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life on it. I'm going to address it head on as an adult. And sometimes you may address things and you have screwed up or other people have screwed up. Why don't you take your screw ups, turn it around, and turn it into owning up? I think that's the problem too. A lot of that problem is. It's one thing me and Eric went to a therapist earlier today, and we're talking about ownership. I like to take it. And it's interesting because it's like I said before, it's a different kind of therapy. When you grow, you change. So the level of what you need as far as just good knowledge, and sometimes I look at therapy as just good knowledge and a learning experience to help you have a better life, you know? And sometimes things may not be, you may not be in agreement, but do yourself some righteous and good. Open yourself up to be willing to try advice, because that's what adulting is you're opening yourself up to the world to change for the person in the mirror so you can be better. But if you're working off a hurt, you're not going to get anywhere. And when you do actions and you allow your emotions work off your hurt, you're not going to have a happy life. You're not going to have a fulfilling life. And you're going to be into this non-touchable, invisible bubble. And I'm telling you right now, it's not a good way to live. if you're trying to, yeah, you're going through trials and tribulations, you're trying to work things out over, and you're getting, it takes two to tango. That's a dance, the tango. I guess you could tango as one, but that really wouldn't could be the tango now, wouldn't it? If you find yourself tangoing in one on the dance floor, then you might want to walk back outside and realize you're in the wrong dance studio, because you're not supposed to be tangoing as one. You're tangoing as two. It takes two to tango. So when you're going through life's trials and tribulations and you're dealing with things, no matter what it is, what the topic, what the subject in life, and if it's all you, when it's an issue with one, two, three, whatever the issue is, it's just talking about clean up your life, because that's what you're doing. And you can't do that, don't fault yourself. Because sometimes adults aren't even ready. They're not prepared and they're not mature as an adult to do any kind of adulting. You may own the 18 plus driver's license or state ID or whatever it may be, or whatever country. Everybody around the world can relate to this. That doesn't mean sometimes that you're acting like an adult. But make sure when you choose not to act like an adult, that you do it as and frequent, if possibly on a scale of zero, as possible with each day, each week, each month, and each year. Because that's called growing up. It's called being an adult. If you can't be an adult, figure yourself out. Take some time out to figure it out. Look at this past month. I've cleaned up a lot of issues. I've cleaned up a lot of, hell of a lot of messes. Some of the messes had nothing to do with me. But you know what? See, that's the thing. I don't like to see people that leave things. It's like going into a room of disarray, a mess, after Christmas and everybody's opening the gifts and nobody cleaned it up. And that same room of disarray of wrapping paper and string and wrappers and price tags and this and food left over, and you leave it there over and over and over and over again. And every time you get to the point, then guess what? If you don't clean up your mess, you get to the point somewhere in your life, it's going to kick in mentally. It's going to start affecting you. You're not going to want to open that door because you know you still got the mess to clean up. That's kind of like what good adulting is. It's cleaning your messes up. And I always say, I'll say it again, when you screw up, be an adult. It's not about respecting other people. Respect yourself enough. When you screw up, own up, clean it up. Clean up your mess. Because when your life is less disarray, you're going to live a better life. You're going to get to a point where you're going to live your best life. It's been a lot of work in progress with me. And making change. Now, nobody's going to force me. And nobody's going to force you, and all of you to change. You got to be willing to change yourself. And I'll tell you right now, if you can't change, and your life is that disarray, and you're walking in every morning into a life that looks like a leftover Christmas from Timbuktu and a century ago, and last time you saw Abraham Lincoln and whoever else riding in on a pony delivering mail, then you got a problem. And it's nobody else's problem but yourself to clean up your mess. Clean it up. If your life's in that much disarray, why are you waiting? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get it. I like to live a very organized, neat, happy life. And my life's not perfect by any means. But I do my best every day to clean up my life. I may have indifferences with friendships. I may have indifferences, which you are. You're always going to have indifferences in relationships, marriage, boyfriend, or whatever. If you think you're living Mary Poppins relationship or lifestyle, you literally need to open up that umbrella and just go ahead and take it to land of make-believe, because that's where you're at and you're not thinking straight. You need to open up that Christmas room and put yourself in the middle and figure it out. Because I'm telling you right now, nobody's life, nobody's relationship, nothing's perfect. But it's up to you in the mirror. You need to straighten it up. You need to make initiative. You need to change for the person in the mirror. Respect yourself. Clean it up. Why are you not wanting to live a better life? Better life means a happier life, a more fulfilling life. Nobody wants to live the rest of their life knowing that Christmas room of disarray is still there. And would you want to take that to the end of your life? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Somebody once told me, it was interesting, we attended after hour at church, and someone told me they were getting coffee, and it was an interesting service the pastor had. It was about getting yourself organized and working out differences and indifferences with people and your relationships and your situations and whatever you go through, cleaning your life up so you could spend the rest of your life with a clear mind, a clear conscience, most importantly, a clear, clean heart, a full heart. It's interesting. The older gentleman looked at Eric and he said, "Did you hear that? Did you hear the pastor always talk about service?" He said, "Oh, this day and age, ain't nobody listen. Everybody just worried about themselves. Or used to be like this back in the day." No, no, that person was right, because they came from a different time and a different generation from many decades ago. And now, in this day and age, I don't know. My personal opinion, I think people are spending way too much time indoors, way too much time on electrical devices, electronic devices, way too much time when there's a whole world right outside of your door, right in your hand. It doesn't cost you a thing, because I'm telling you by experience, the littlest things in life mean the most. Your trials and tribulations are going to leave the biggest impact on your life, because they're lessons that you pick up along the way in the road of life, and you apply them right now to this second, hour, minute, this right now in your life. Well, if you keep opening the Christmas door of disarray, and then you walk away, walk out, and you close it, do you really think that it's going to clean itself up on its own? It's not. That's life in general. That's your life, and all, that's all of your life too. If you got a mess in your life, clean it up. You're an adult. You're not in romper room. You hold a license, state ID, whatever situation, no matter. If you live in the States, you're out of the country. Why are you not being good to yourself? Why are you not being an adult? Why are you not wanting to live a good life? I don't get it. Why do some people not want to live a good life? That's crazy. I don't know. I think cancer, and I will say it once again, is a numero uno life changer. To some people, I think it's what, 1%, maybe less than 1%. A professional had told me less than 1%. It doesn't change. I was told this during treatment. So 1% of people go through this, Kimberly, and it never changes them. Doesn't change them. But it should. Not going to go through anything worse than this. I'm talking about yourself going through it. I'm not talking about a situation that involves other people. I'm talking about yourself. You know, this is where you're going to fight to live, and it's going to change you, because you're going to get up on the other side, whether those treatments work or they don't work. It's going to change you, but it should change you for the better. It did. It changed me. It changed me for the better. But I'm not perfect. I have slip-ups, but I own up. See, that's the difference. I'm not in romper room anymore. I decided to leave the toys there. I stood up, and I became an adult that I am. I don't fit in with romper room. And I opened the other door called adulting, adulthood. That's where I like to live. Some people's things don't change them. Like, I just always, I told Eric, you know, I think everybody in this world, at some point in their adulthood, you know, when you can't clean yourself up, and you're causing a disarray in that room or for others, I think you need to have a swift reality check. We'll talk about going through the treatments patients do. I'm talking about being front and center. I think you need to have a seat next to the radiation machine. I think you need to take a chair next to those having chemo. I think you need to be handing the patients the drugs, experimental drugs, an array that they take. You can't get your life together. These people try to save their life. Now, isn't that a damnedest selfish thing that person on the other side's doing, when this person respects himself enough that they're trying to live? But you can't even get your room of disarray straightened out. Take the time this weekend. Figure it out. Figure it out. There's nothing in this world more gratifying than having closure and making peace with things. But first, making sure that you're working with the indifference or differences in your life, regardless of what that may be, financially, friendships, relationships, whatever, employment, whatever. Making peace, having closure. Most importantly, if you mess up, own up. Being an adult and taking ownership. It's not about pride at the end of the day. It's about before you lay your head down and you look in the mirror. I promise you, that reflection is going to smile because that's you smiling in the mirror. Because you feel good about yourself and you feel better. Because you released a lot. When you hold things back, I'm telling you right now, not only is it not healthy, number one killer, the number one killer with heart attacks is caused by stress. Internally holding and building things up and taking stressful situations and matters and keep building them and building them and building them, and you don't find a healthy release. Most importantly, you're not cleaning up your mess. It affects you internally in your health. People have heart attacks and they die every single minute, second of the day. And that's medical fact. Look it up. Yeah? But you're better than that because you're an adult. And this weekend, instead of worrying about what you're going to eat, where you're going to go, you're going to take some time out. You're going to sit down and you're going to do what it takes to get into that room, that after Christmas room from last year, because guess what? We're coming up on another Christmas, less than 2 months. You need to clean it up because you're working on another holiday. If you can't clean up that mess from last year, how do you expect to have a good year this year? Because I'm telling you right now, you're not. Take the time this weekend. Work on yourself. I'm talking about buying a new suit, buying makeup. I'm talking about straightening your life out, straightening for the better, working out issues and problems in your life head on. Get into that Christmas room of disarray, clean it up. Because tomorrow when you wake up and after this weekend, you're going to go up to that door, you're going to reach for the knob, and you're going to open that same door of disarray from last Christmas or the Christmas or the Christmas to Christmas go because you refuse to clean it up because you're stubborn, you're working off emotions, whatever. And I'm telling you, Monday morning, you're going to have the greatest gift you've ever had in your life. You're going to open the door and all that hard work you worked on, working on your life and your differences and indifferences with others or situations matters, you're going to open the door, open it up. That's you. That's your life. Guess what? It's not a disarray anymore. It's clear. There's no more stress. There's no more weight on your shoulders. And doesn't that feel good to take ownership, be an adult? Now, you got the rest of this year and the rest of your life to work on other aspects of your life doing the same thing, cleaning it up. And I promise you by my experience, your life's going to change a million times over for the better. But remember, sometimes if you want to take a dance lesson, tango, and it's taken two, and you open the door and there's only one, don't fault yourself. Because you showed up. Can't change people. At the end of the day, those people are you in the mirror. Ask yourself, why are you not willing to change you?